Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. Today's episode is going to be part one of a four-part series where we take some time to dive a little deeper into the four phases of our feminine cycle. Now, if you haven't already listened to episode 3, which was about embracing our cycles, and a quick overview of how our cycles work and those key phases, then I would definitely recommend going back and having a listen to that episode first before we jump into the next couple of episodes. Now, if you don't have a menstrual cycle, please remember that you can use the phases of the moon and apply all of the same principles. So the menstrual phase would be the new moon phase. Follicular phase is the waxing moon. Ovulation phase is the full moon. And the luteal phase is the waning moon. But if you are ready for today's episode, let's dive in. Because today we are talking all about the follicular phase. So the follicular phase is the phase after our period before we get to the peak in the middle of our cycle of ovulation. In this phase, our key hormone is estrogen, and as we finish off our period, our estrogen starts to rise. With that rising estrogen comes a lot more energy, a lot more external focus, and we move more into the more masculine or doing energy part of our cycle. Now, follicular is very much our inner spring, and just like as the seasons change, you'll notice a lot of similar changes in your body as you transition out of your period or out of your menstrual phase into follicular. So where our menstrual phase is very much like our inner winter, we often want to withdraw, hibernate, we're a lot more quiet and a lot more still. As we move into follicular and we can feel our energy starting to rise, it's much like as we move into spring, there is more warmth, more sunlight, longer days, trees are starting to grow back leaves, flowers are starting to blossom. And you'll really notice that in your own internal energy as well. Now, in the follicular phase, as I mentioned, our energy is rising. We're much more likely to want to be around people. We have a more outward, more external focus. We're more social. Our verbal skills are rising. In follicular, we'll also find that our memory is sharper. We're better able to focus, to concentrate, and we generally feel a lot more motivated, energized, and enthusiastic. In follicular, we think a lot clearer and we think a lot more logically. So as opposed to the luteal phase, where it's a lot less about structured thinking and creativity and out-of-the-box thinking, the follicular phase really is about that more structured and logical thinking. So it's a really good time for doing things like setting goals, problem-solving, making decisions, planning, strategy. You'll also find in this phase, because you've got a lot more energy and your energy starts to rise as you move across the phase towards ovulation, that you may be able to work longer days if you want to, only if you want to, please don't force yourself to. But you may find that you have the energy to work longer days, maybe work into the evenings or on the weekends, again, only if you choose, or to do more intensive work, either physically or mentally intensive work. You'll also find in this phase that you have a reduced emotional sensitivity and vulnerability. So it can be a really good time to have difficult or challenging conversations or approach things that in the other phases of your cycle may bring a lot more stress and anxiety. In this phase, you're a lot more resilient and better able to handle some of the things that life may throw at you. Other things you may notice in your follicular phase is that your metabolism is a little slower, which means you may not be as hungry or need to eat as much during this phase. It's also a phase where you may not need as much sleep as you do in other phases of your cycle. So you may find that you're more inclined to stay up a little later or wake up earlier in the morning. Now, the key with the follicular phase is to try to not rush into this phase. Let the energy and the momentum build naturally. Now, this is something that I myself struggle with, as I can see and feel that my period and my menstrual phase is coming to an end, and I start to feel the follicular energy coming in and the energy rising. I start running in, all guns a-blazing, planning and doing all of the things. And that normally results in me hitting the wall a couple of days later because I have peaked too early in this phase. So try not to rush into it. Even if you can feel the energy building, allow it to build naturally without preempting where you're going to be and how you might feel. The other key to an easy follicular phase is making sure that you've given yourself and your body the time to rest, replenish, and restore in your menstrual and luteal phases. The more that you can create the space, allow your body to rest and restore, not only will you feel the physical energy start to rise as you move into follicular, but you'll feel so much clearer and focused mentally as well, meaning that you can take action and jump into those projects so much quicker. So what do we use the follicular phase for in our business and our launches? In business, I like to use this phase for planning out the month ahead and also the next few quarters. So rather than starting with a new plan or a monthly plan at the beginning of the month, I do mine at the beginning of the follicular phase for the cycle ahead. I use this time to set my goals, also review where I got to in previous months, and just make sure that the actions that I'm taking are still in alignment with those goals and that big picture vision. I also use the follicular phase to really start taking action on those things. Now, when it comes to launching, follicular phase is a really good time to start kicking off the more intensive aspects of your launch. It's a really good time to start getting out there, getting visible on social media, maybe doing live streams or jumping onto Clubhouse, podcast episodes, all of that kind of stuff. You can use the rising energy and the rising confidence and motivation to really get out there, to engage with people, and to start making sales in your launch. Now, we are going to cover the ovulation phase in the next episode of the podcast. Now, ovulation phase is the phase where our energy peaks, our confidence peaks. So you can use your follicular phase to plan out and to build up to that peak of your energy, making sure that you are using your ovulation phase to the absolute best advantage that you can. So a quick recap on the follicular phase. Follicular is our inner spring. It is the phase after our period ends and as we move towards ovulation. Our key hormone in this phase is estrogen, and our estrogen is starting to rise and it will peak around ovulation. We move more into the masculine, the more doing energy on this phase. So it's a good time to do planning, goal setting, strategy, and to start taking action on your goals. So that's all for this week's episode. I will see you in the next episode where we'll be talking all about ovulation. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you're ready to learn more about aligning your cycle and your business, my mini course, Cycle Aligned Business, is the perfect place for you to start. You'll learn how to understand your hormones and your cycle, get started with charting your cycle, and how to plan out your business so you're working on the optimal tasks at the best time of your cycle. Use the coupon code PODCAST, all uppercase, to get $10 off when you join. Go to lauraandorder.com/aligned now. See you on the next episode.